An emergency meeting of the Arkansas Plant Board is scheduled for Tuesday afternoon. On Friday, the board's pesticide subcommittee called on it to immediately ban the sale and use of the herbicide dicamba in Arkansas. The only legal type of dicamba is produced by the company BASF. It's used to kill pigweed, which has lately grown tolerant of the commonly used herbicide known as Roundup. The company Monsanto produces a dicamba-resistant variety of soybean. But not all soybean farmers in the state plant it. Those who do can spray dicamba on their fields, but with susceptibility to wind and other kinds of exposure, the chemical has been drifting onto and damaging non-resistant soybeans and various other agricultural crops throughout East Arkansas. After the Friday meeting, State Plant Board Director Terry Walker said, "Even farmers who follow all the proper guidelines in applying the chemical to their fields can negatively impact other crops."
That's the part that's so disconcerting. There is not a concise and consistent pattern that you can say, if this had been done differently, we wouldn't have this problem.
And State Agriculture Secretary Wes Ward said, "It's unclear at this point what the herbicide's eventual economic impact will be."
Our weed scientists, a lot of them say there may be dicamba damage or symptomology on a plant, but it may grow out of it. There may not be any problems at all. It may not reduce yield. To the other side of that, it may significantly reduce yield. And a lot of those things we won't know until they harvest.
The State Plant Board has so far registered nearly 90 complaints in 14 counties about possible dicamba-related crop damage this year. That includes nearly 50 complaints received within the last week. If the plant board decides to ban dicamba and the Arkansas Legislative Council signs off on it, farmers may have to resort to hiring workers to remove pigweed from their fields by hand. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.